Steve McCabe online. Not that there's a whole lot of time to devote to Steve this week. My apologies, Steve, but nice to talk to you anyway.
Afternoon, Jim.
Twitter. How much you can say on Twitter, what you can't say. This is the airport is closed tweet you want to talk about today, isn't it?
Well, there's a couple of very interesting things on Twitter. We'll get through them both very quickly. The first one is the airport is closed, so either get things together in 8 days or I'm going to blow the airport sky high tweet.
Yeah.
The guy who tweeted that has just had his conviction overturned in the UK. Freedom of speech. It's brilliant. So apparently freedom of speech in the UK on Twitter, we're all over it. That's now enshrined in law. The US, or Twitter in particular, haven't quite caught up with that yet, because the other thing that's really going on that's fantastic right now is Guy Adams of the Independent newspaper in Britain has tweeted uncomplimentary things about NBC's coverage in the US of the Olympics. And as a result, NBC complained to Twitter and they've shut his Twitter feed down. Isn't that fantastic?
NBC have got an excuse. He gave out some NBC...
senior executive's email address.
Yes, and is that against Twitter regulations?
No, it's not. What Twitter say is, if it's an unpublished or it's a personal email, then you're not allowed to give that out. The guy gave out an email address of a senior executive at a major national corporation. And it's one of those ones where it follows the standard format. It's firstname.lastname@companyname.com. It's a very standard format. This is not a private email address. But basically, he's also extraordinarily insulting of NBC's coverage. I mean, he really laid into them. And as far as I can tell, that's what they're sulking about, really, to be honest.
Okay, so you suspect NBC and Twitter are using that as an excuse to shut Guy Adams down?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And the problem we've got now, basically, is, you know, Twitter is such a, you know, along with things like Facebook, it's such an enormously ubiquitous and essential piece of modern communication, and yet it's completely autonomous. They can do what they want. There is no public redress on this, no court of appeal for this. They can do what they want.
Steve McCabe is with us. You've raised an interesting point about, you know, the airport's closed. I'm going to blow it sky high unless you get your crap together or whatever he said. It's been pointed out, though, that this kind of freedom of speech is easy to defend. You know, Stephen Fry and everyone climbed in and said, ridiculous, ridiculous. More awkward to defend, as I think Spiked magazine is making the point, is the kind of more drunken Twitter rants, the more racist Twitter rants, the extent to which that kind of freedom of speech should be, if at all, defended. And that's a harder conversation, actually, isn't it?
It is, and yet, oddly enough, Twitter themselves seem to find it a very easy conversation to have. Twitter, who are all over defending your man over at NBC because somebody gave out his work email address, they said that was a violation, and yet extraordinarily offensive, very, very racist tweets. Oh, yeah, fine, have at it.
Yeah.
There seems to be it seems to be basically, if you are powerful enough that you can complain and be heard, then Twitter will take you seriously. If I were to tweet something rude about you, Jim, not that obviously I ever would, but if I were...
The beeps would come in and cut you off. Thank you, Steve McCabe.